Doc takes charge. "Do you know what?" asked Percy. "What?" grunted Gordon. "Do you know what?" "Silly," said Gordon, crossly, of course. "I don't know. What if you don't tell me? What is that fat controller says that the work in the yard is too heavy for me? He's getting me a bigger engine to help me." "Rubbish," put in James. "Any engine could do it." He went grandly, if you worked more and chatted less, this yard would be sweeter and better and a happier place. Percy went off to fetch some coaches. "That stupid old signal," he thought. "No one listens to me now. They think I'm a silly little engine and order me about. I'll show them. He puffed as he ran about the yard, but he didn't know how. Things went wrong. The coaches and trucks behaved badly. By the end of the afternoon, he felt tired and unhappy. He brought some coaches to the station and stood painting at the end of the platform. "Hello, Percy," said the fat controller. "You look tired." "Yes, sir, I am, sir. I don't know if I'm standing on my dome or my wheels." "You look right up to me," laughed the fat controller. "Cheer up. The new engine is bigger than you. I can probably do the work alone. You would like to help me build a new harbour at Thomas Junction. Thomas and Toby will help, but I need an engine there all the time." "Oh yes, sir, thank you, sir," said Percy happily. The new engine arrived next morning. "What is your name?" asked the fat controller kindly. "Montage, sir, but I'm usually called Duck. They say I waddle. I don't really, sir, but I like Duck better than Montage." "Good," said the fat controller. "Duck it be. Here, Percy, come and show. Duck round." The two engines went off together. At first, the trucks played tricks, but soon found that playing tricks on Duck was a mistake. The coaches behaved well, though James, Gordon and Henry did not. They watched Duck quietly doing his work. "A simple sort of engine," they whispered. "Well, have some fun. Quack, quack," they wheezed past them. Percy was cross, but Doc took no notice. "They'll get tired of it soon," he said. Presently, the three engines began to order Duck about. Duck stopped. "Do you tell you things to do?" Percy, he asked. "Yes, they do," answered Percy sadly. "Right," said Duck. "We'll put a stop to that nonsense," he whispered something. "We'll do it tonight." The fat controller had a good day. There had been no grumbling passengers. All the trains had run to time, and Duck had worked well in the yard. The fat controller was looking forward to hot and bothered. "Toast for me at home." He had just left the office when he heard an extraordinary noise. "Bother," he said, and hurried to the yard. Henry, Gordon and James were wheezing and snorting furiously, while Duck and Percy calmly sat on the points outside the shed, refusing to let the engines in. "Stop that noise," he bellowed. "Now, Gordon." "They won't let us in," hissed the big engine crossly. Duck explained this behaviour. "Beg pardon, sir, but I'm a Great Western engine. We Great Western engines do our work without a fuss, but we are not ordered about by other engines. You, sir, are our controller. We will, of course, move if you order us, but begging your pardon, sir, Percy and I will be glad if you inform these engines that will only take you the three big engines." Hissed angrily. "Silence," snapped the fat controller. "Percy and Duck, I am pleased to see you with your work today, but not with your behaviour tonight. You have caused a disturbance." Gordon and Henry and James sniggered. They stopped suddenly when the fat controller turned on them. "As for you," he thundered, "you've been worse. You've made a disturbance. Duck is quite right. This is my railway and I give the orders." When Percy and went away, Duck left the manager alone. He did so easily.